Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. On this day in 1966, England defeated West Germany to win the 1966 FIFA World Cup at Wembley Stadium after extra time. Those who want to get rid of empty glass bottles and containers in Berlin's suburbs in the future must go a little further than their back gardens, as waste glass recycling bins are to disappear in the vast majority of courtyards. The Senate, Berliner Stadtreinigung, and the recycling provider Dualis System wants to reduce the number of waste glass containers in residential buildings by 30,000 to just 62,000. Above all, outside the S-Bahn ring, consumers should increasingly throw their bottles and empty jars into collection points on the roadside. 5 years ago, when there was a discussion about restricting the collection in courtyards, there had been an outcry in the House of Representatives. In 2014, and again in 2017, representatives of the people decided to preserve the near-household waste glass collection, and thus also the collection system, which requires recycling companies to collect the glass themselves on the premises. Environmental expert and SPD delegate Daniel Buchholz thinks the change is a, quote, huge mistake. He recommends to citizens to contradict the withdrawal of the containers, as the new initiative ignores crystal-clear resolutions of the Citizen of Berlin Parliament. The Senate Environment Department justifies the new concept with ecological, practical, and economic arguments. The igloo-shaped collection points at the roadside offer a differentiation between clear glass, brown glass, and green glass, which can be separated more cleanly and thus be recycled later at a higher quality than in the residential buildings, where only two different containers hold clear and colored glass. In addition, residents throw all sorts of other substances into bins in courtyards that have no place there. The igloos are said to be emptied with much less effort than the smaller barrels. A crane lifts the container, the floor then opens, and the glass falls into the truck, resulting in less broken pieces than in the smaller bins. In addition, the new system also allows some residential areas in Berlin to be connected to the glass collection for the first time ever, as written by Environmental Senator Regina Günther of the Greens to the House of Representatives. According to the Senator for the Environment, many Berliners will also have shorter distances to the so-called glass igloos on the outskirts of the city in the future. The current 1,500 collection containers will be increased to 1,900 in the future. In the west of the city, property managers and owners will soon receive notices regarding used glass. After the holidays in August, the courtyard bins of the collection system will first be removed from Spandau, Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, and Steglitz-Zehlendorf. The Reinickendorf, Mitte, and Pankow areas will follow in September. In mid-October, work will begin in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Tempelhof-Schöneberg, and Neukölln. The goal is formulated in the context of the tender for the collection of waste glass for the area of Berlin West and Southwest. Instead of the 28,000 house tons that have been collected so far, the future disposal company will only have to collect 15,000 from the residential buildings. In the east of Berlin, in the districts of Lichtenberg, Marzahn-Hellersdorf, and Treptow-Köpenick, courtyard bins were removed from most residential buildings 5 years ago. According to authorities, the new system will reduce truck traffic and noise in residential areas, and also emissions that are harmful to health and the climate. In turn, valuable space will be freed up for other purposes, such as greening or bicycle stands. Berlin prisoners can now communicate with their families via video calls. The Administration of Justice wants to help detainees to maintain social contacts. Berlin's Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Greens, in an interview with the Berliner Morgenpost, remarked that the administration has decided to make such calls possible for a very small circle of inmates. These are criminals with whom intensive social therapy and pedagogical work is carried out while in prison. According to Behrendt, video calling is made possible for these prisoners, even abroad. A telephone call lasts a maximum of 30 minutes, which are counted towards the monthly visiting time. The prisoners who are eligible for video calls are criminals who have serious psychological problems. Barrett remarked that, quote, it would be good if they could keep in touch with relatives, and that's often difficult because of the prison walls. The judiciary is examining very carefully who can be considered for the model project, adding, quote, it will be a single-digit number of people at first, and it will be monitored, of course. So far, according to the Justice Administration, only one person is allowed to talk to relatives on Skype. Psychologists and psychiatrists supervise the project and analyze its success. Barron added, quote, if this proves its worth, I can imagine expanding the project. I find this particularly useful in order to facilitate contact with family members. There are currently 4,630 prisoners in the 8 prisons in Berlin, 2,900 of whom are men. In the women's prison in Lichtenberg, 146 are imprisoned, and 951 prisoners are in pre-trial detention. While the number of detainees has been declining slightly for years, the trend in the number of pre-trial detainees is rising. According to Barrett, there is a trend towards more pre-trial detention and more short-term prison sentences. He explained that in Berlin, there is a proportion of criminals who do not have a permanent residence here and are traveling through Europe to commit crimes. If these perpetrators are caught, it's more likely that they would be remanded in custody because of the imminent danger of flight. In a 10-year comparison, the number of remand prisoners almost doubled. Most of Berlin's prisons date from the 19th century and are in great need of rehabilitation, and the new budget provides 170 million euros for this purpose. According to the dual budget presented by Finance Minister Matthias Kollatz of the SPD, the judiciary can also look forward to 280 new jobs. According to Barrett, while the recruitment of judges and prosecutors is not a problem, the situation is different in the enforcement service. 80 posts are currently vacant. Barrett remarked that while new employees are trained, it takes time, and that by the end of 2020, however, all positions will be filled. A Berlin police officer will have to answer to the district court for illegal possession of a weapon. It's been reported that during a search of his house, brass knuckles were found. The police officer is the same one who was involved in a fatal traffic accident on Grünerstrasse in January 2018, when a police car on an emergency mission crashed into the car of a 21-year-old woman who died as a result of the accident. The officer, who is now being accused before the district court of illegal weapons possession, was the driver of the police car in the 2018 accident. Research carried out by the Berliner Morgenpost had revealed that the police car that was traveling at 134 kilometers per hour through the city was still going 90 kilometers per hour on impact, and that the police officer had measured a breath alcohol value of 1 promille after the accident. It is still unclear whether this measured value can be used in court. Apparently, a second measurement had not been made, and the investigation in this case is still ongoing. After the research became known, Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic initiated one of the largest internal investigations in the history of the Berlin police, even though the trial was considered to be almost over. Hundreds of police officers were to be questioned by the Landeskriminalamt, or the LKA. In addition, Slovic announced some reforms in dealing with traffic accidents involving officers. For example, where police officers are involved, the investigation should not be conducted by the directorate in which the officer involved in the accident works. Just how sensitive the whole issue is can be seen in the way the authorities are currently dealing with the case. According to reporting in the Morgenpost, despite repeated written and oral inquiries to the police and the public prosecutor's office, no additional information on the case will be provided or questions answered. Berlin Briefing will continue to report on the findings of this case as details emerge. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.